This week, in which the Church asks us to remember the plight of migrants and refugees, in preparation for World Day of Migrants and Refugees this Sunday, I'm not looking at what we should do for them, but how I have been enriched by their wisdom. A number of people I know have made hazardous journeys across the Sahara and the Mediterranean Sea. On occasion, they were within inches of losing their lives. Sometimes, those they travelled with were shot beside them, as robbers and thieves played mind and money games. One man I know can't bring his children to the beach, because when he sees open water, he is reminded of many family members and friends who died crossing the sea, as they were tossed out of cheap boats in choppy waters. I'd often asked him, "Do you find it hard to believe in God after your torturous journey?" "On the contrary," they would reply. "God is what keeps you going on your journey," they would say. It always strikes me after our conversations that they never lose the God they found or the God that found them. Be they Christian or Muslim, there is an intimacy in the way they talk about the one that loves and sustains them. In an age when most of our religious institutions are in free fall, isn't it amazing that God has been found in the back of a truck in the Sahara or in the keel of a boat on the Med? This God that many migrants and refugees have faced me with has challenged my tired institutional God. Their conviction has brought a freshness and vitality to my godly relationship. It strikes me that one of the ways a church will find its way to God is when it serves its people and worries less about its temples and achievements.